Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
People need advice. Do you need advice? 1-800-947-3979. If you want, you can email idiots@freebeerandhotwings.com. We'll have an update. I was asked to do it later because that is the least likely time someone would be listening, would put two and two together. Last week we had the question about, it wasn't even part of advice. It was on, I think on Friday that we talked about it, right?
I believe so,
yeah. Where the person had stopped going to college.
Yeah.
But was still taking the money for tuition. They had been making the payments. Because mom and dad thought this would be a good way to build your credit. So mom and dad are paying for college, but he stopped going 18 months ago, missed two full semesters, and was supposed to graduate Saturday, and they still thought he was going to do that, and we're all planning to be there.
Yeah.
We have an update on that. It's quite eventful.
Sure.
Let's get to this one, though. This one is a Father's Day-related question. Hey, buds, I'm going to try to make this quick. Every year for the past 5 years, I, 36-year-old female, have tried to make Father's Day special for my kid's dad. He's 31. Mother's Day has never, however, been special for me. It's always bothered me, so this year, about a month before Mother's Day, I talked to him about it. Smart move. Some people just build resentment and don't say anything.
Yeah.
I said I just wanted him to put some thought into the day. Maybe a drawing or something crafty from the kids or the day off so I can do whatever I want. He said, I understand, and I will work something out. What do you guys think happened next?
Oh, he did all of the coolest things in the world, and she was a queen. Mm-hmm.
Mother's Day rolls around, nothing special. I had to take care of the kids all day, and he bought dinner. Fast food, but he said we couldn't eat inside because our daughter was, quote, being too rowdy. Then we got back, and I said, hey, can you put the kids to bed so I can at least have a break the rest of the night? And he said, oh, I'm helping my friend with his car.
Oh, God, you dummy.
Then he left. Huh. I cried myself to sleep. I talked to him about it again the next day, and he said he tried his best because money's tight.
Dude, he didn't try
his
best.
That is an excuse. Yeah, that is.
You don't need to spend one dime to make somebody feel decent on a day. I mean, if you got no money, you got no money.
Kids want to make mom stuff if they're old enough.
Yeah.
And you don't need money to put the kids to bed.
No. No. Was your friend paying you gobs of dollars to go help work on his car?
So she writes, I don't feel like my requests were crazy, and I feel completely unappreciated. Well, you're right. Don't let yourself be gaslit about that.
Yeah.
Your requests were pretty normal, and you shouldn't have had to make them. But once you did, you can't, like, because you can say, well, gosh, I was just kind of oblivious. Sometimes we are.
Sometimes, yeah. Or sometimes things sneak up on us. And go, oh, no.
Now
yeah,
it's almost.
How many kids did they say they have? Two?
They have two.
Yeah.
Daughter, three. Son, 12.
Yeah. So, you know, somewhere between 3 and 12, they've got cardboard paper. They've got pens or markers and all kinds of decorative stuff that they can make fun little cards with or a banner for mom when she gets home.
Honestly, you don't even have to help.
You could just ask her what she wants for dinner, maybe. Like, hey, we're going to order from somewhere. What do you want?
Well, and for $40, because that's how much fast food for four would be.
Yeah.
You can buy stuff.
Yeah.
Lots of stuff and make a dinner.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, you can do anything.
Ask her what she wants.
Yeah.
Now it's almost Father's Day, and I have no idea if I should do anything for him or just leave it.
Nope.
I know the kids won't do anything without being reminded or helped. Our daughter is 3 and the son is 12. Yeah, they're not.
The 3-year-old definitely is.
The 12-year-old might have done something in school, maybe, but probably not. I
wouldn't worry about it.
No. That feels bad, though.
Yeah.
I mean, unless it's going to make you feel bad, do it for you and not for him, if that's what it takes. But
I don't think I'd do it, though.
I wouldn't bother.
It's a way to build resentment. It's not going to make you less resentful.
No.
But maybe it snaps him away and goes, oh, yeah, that does suck.
Yeah, I think I'd do it just because I'd want the kids to want to be able to give their dad a birthday or a Father's Day card. And so I would do that, but the whole time I'd be pissed, which sucks.
But sometimes people need to know how it feels.
Yeah.
Sometimes spite is fine.
I think you're right. That's in this I case. Say. What else are you going to do? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you talk to him. Normally, I'd say, well, did you talk to him first?
And you did. So, yeah. And this, you don't have to go out of your way to be spiteful. You just have to do literally nothing.
Yeah.
Treat it like a normal day. Sounds like you probably do stuff most of the time anyway. So,
this text from Jake in Grand Rapids, they could have had a family game day, or at least he could have licked her foot till Maine.
Absolutely. Mm.
That's I didn't think that was going to be a thing.
Absolutely.
This text, people make too much over days like this. It doesn't matter. Why do you need special days? You're a mom. You're a dad. Get over it. Lots of people are. It's about the kids. I'm a father, by the way.
It's about the kids. Yeah. I mean, I agree. They're ultimately meaningless, but people put meaning behind them, so then thus they have meaning.
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
Yeah. So, and also, it'd be nice... it is about the kids. And kids having a day to honor the work of their mother or their father and appreciate them, I don't think that's a bad thing.
Yeah.
I don't think it needs to be like, hey, I bought you all these gifts.
No, it doesn't have to be the biggest day in the world. Like, I'm not a huge birthday guy. For example, I'm not a huge any holiday guy. But when it goes by totally unnoticed, that's not fun.
Yeah.
You know, you just want people to go, hey, happy birthday. And you, oh, thanks.
Yeah.
You remembered. You cared enough just to know that it was a thing. And now I'm good.
This
you know,
text
not
from,
everybody needs like a big deal, but.
Text from Nashville. Stop being so soft and offended by everything. It's just another day. I don't care about Father's Day. Well, by all means, well, if someone else doesn't care about something, then all people should not care about something.
Yeah, I mean, as long as you don't care about it, then nobody should care about anything.
Yeah, I feel like if you are one of those people that celebrates that holiday and you're potentially married to people who are like texting in right now saying, soak it up. Then yeah, you're never going to get that Mother's Day card from your husband. Which sucks. I think I love calling my mom on Mother's Day. And I remember at school, we'd always make something for mom and for dad or, you know, whoever your parent was or whatever. Cause a lot of kids grew up with their grandparents. So teachers went out of their way to make sure that we had something like that when we went home to give our moms or dads or whoever. So yeah, that kind of like, that would suck, especially if you have the kids and y'all make cute little cards for dad and he has that, even if it's just a 2-minute moment, like if you just want that little thing and that's hard to ask for, or you ask for it and it goes completely ignored.
That's a sign of bigger things.
Resentment would grow for sure from me.
This text from Northeast Pennsylvania sums it up better than I could have if I spent an hour trying it. It costs nothing to make your spouse feel recognized and special for literally one day. Why is it so hard? And then somebody else followed up with it and said, hey, for Father's Day, you should leave him with the kid and say it's your day to spend with the kids and go have the day you wanted to spend some time by yourself.
Yeah, tell him to put the kids to bed. You're going to go help your friend work on her car.
Honestly, I think that'd be fair.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not hard to make somebody feel appreciated.
And then it's not rude either if she says something and he doesn't do it and she treats him the same way he treated her. That's not rude. That's not pouting. That's just giving a fair example of what it feels like to be married to somebody like that.
It's just recognizing that somebody puts in some effort. Parenting is a thankless job.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This was not written to us, but we need to handle it for someone.
Mm-hmm.
This was written to someone named Abigail Van Buren.
Mm. Oh, dear Abby. Okay.
I struggled for years with vomiting and nausea. Hot start, right?
Oh, man, that is.
As well as other digestive issues I dismissed as having a sensitive stomach. When my fiance, Mark, and I started dating, he urged me to find out the cause of my issues.
I think that's a good idea.
Mm.
Yeah.
Instead of just barfing for the rest of your life.
Yeah, there might be a reason for that, you know, because of how almost no one else just barfs for no reason.
6 months ago, I was diagnosed with celiac disease.
Gluten,
autoimmune
right?
disorder, but managed by not eating gluten.
Yeah, okay.
Mark has been very supportive, and our kitchen is mostly gluten-free.
Way to go, Mark.
I get fairly sick, so we're pretty careful. There's just one issue. I sometimes get cross-contaminated if he kisses me after eating something that's gluten-based.
Wow, you're that sensitive to gluten and it didn't occur to you to get that diagnosed until you were like 30?
Yeah. By the way, you met a man when you barfed and puked in your mouth all the time.
Jesus.
Ugh. I mean, he's a keeper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ugh, you probably taste terrible.
Ugh.
Oh my God. Yeah,
he like does eat robin. Gluten quite often. It can be resolved if he just brushes his teeth thoroughly, but he brushes his teeth only every two or three days.
What? Ew.
What is you're with the two of you?
Broken couple.
My God, he's a barfer. Or you're a barfer. He doesn't brush his teeth. Jeez.
Mark is a grown man, and while we've discussed it briefly from a health standpoint, I don't want to be responsible for managing his oral care. That should be his responsibility. I don't know where to draw the line, though, without being controlling. Is it reasonable to expect my fiancé to brush his teeth after eating gluten
yes.
so I don't get nausea and puke when we kiss?
This is easy. This is easy. Just barf in his mouth.
That's all
you have to do. Barf in his mouth and say it's because you ate a peanut butter and jelly sandwich on gluten bread and didn't brush your stupid teeth, you jerk.
All right. Hot Wings, Steve. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
We need to speak to the men listening in the audience.
Okay. I would love to speak to men as a man myself.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Most of you are fine. Most of you are you're trying to be a good husband and a good father. But this text from Southwest Michigan. I bought my husband a $14,000 motorcycle for his birthday.
That's very nice.
It'd be amazing.
Very generous. Yes.
My birthday is 9 days after his. Let me rope Kelly and Maitland back in.
Oh, boy. Okay.
What'd you get for her birthday?
Mm-hmm.
What'd she get him?
No, he got her. She got him a $14,000 motorcycle.
I'm gonna say
9 days later, he got her
a Taylor Swift CD.
Hot Wings, you are not Maitland or Kelly.
Oh, sorry.
A laundry basket.
You would ask Kelly and I first.
Maitland?
A vacuum.
No. He got her nothing.
Oh.
And added, you deserve nothing. For Mother's Day, I got nothing. Father's Day, Christmas, and birthdays, from now on, he's getting Jack S.
Why are you together?
Why did you buy him a $14,000 motorcycle if he's never gotten you anything? Why? Why did you do
that? Did you think that was going to change the tables?
I mean, chances are, if they're married, they're sharing accounts. Most likely.
Yeah,
I think that's
more than likely.
I would, maybe not most likely, but more than likely.
What's wrong with people?
So, I mean,
come on, guys.
He's paying for the motorcycle too. So,
you think counts, Steve?
Yeah.
I don't think that's going to fly.
It's like those commercials where they're like, oh, I got you a Lexus for Christmas. Like, well, come on.
I got you a GMC. I got you a GMC. Yeah. We both bought each other. $60,000 trucks.
Yep.
Yay!
We had to get a bow for it.
The bow is what put it over the top.
This one. I received a shotgun this year for Mother's Day. I've never been hunting and have never expressed a desire for a shotgun. So my husband got a wonderful Mother's Day gift of a shotgun for my Mother's Day celebration. Guys, what is wrong with you?
Do you think that was a scenario where he didn't realize it was Mother's Day until it was Mother's Day? And
he's driving home with his new shotgun.
He's looking around the house like, what can I get her?
Something was still in the box.
Right.
Oh, my God. Why don't you all just divorce?
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.